We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to Get Your Popcorn Ready Podcast. This is your host, Hatch, with my boy.
Yep, your other host, T.O.
And right now, we eating some birthday cupcake. We got AJ McKee here on T.O.'s birthday. Yeah. This is what we doing today. And I think you brought gifts, right?
No, we brought gifts.
We brought gifts for my boy T.O. on his birthday.
You shouldn't have.
Let me see what we got. Oh, let me see what we got.
Okay, uh-oh.
I hope you got a mask and a peppermint. That's what I think Okay, what we got here? AJ McKee doll. Not a bobblehead doll, just a doll.
No, it's bobblehead.
Bobblehead, okay. Bobblehead doll, okay. But you present it to him. It's yours. You present it to him.
No, you big time, bro. You got a bobblehead? Do you cut your hair before you fight, or you just...
Nah, I usually braid it up, and then I like it to be free, so when I actually fight, I undo it.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, okay. I don't like the tension on it. And this is, this is the glove from the first round of the tournament.
Okay.
Pops and I both fought together, and then this is my 8-second knockout.
You knocked somebody out with this?
8 seconds.
This is what I need you to put that back on and hit him in the face with it. That's what I need out of that.
No, I'm going to put it on and hit you in
the face
with it.
Okay, easy.
And then I'm going to re-gift it, and it's going to be 7 seconds.
All right.
Appreciate it, bro.
Already.
Man, this is dope, man.
I say, champions, what's the shirts for? This is your line, or this is?
Body Shop. Team Body Shop.
Okay, Team Body Shop. Explain Team Body Shop to us.
It's us versus everybody.
Okay, for everybody. Yeah. Right, let's go ahead and get it on.
Body Shot or Body years. Shop?
Body Shop. That's shop. Where you get your body
put, get right.
Put in shop. You know what I'm saying? You got to
like oh, okay. Gotta go get right.
Body. You got to get your body right.
So again, we know we took you out of training, took you out of the body shop to, you know, to come here, you know, for the day. Appreciate you coming out.
You know what I appreciate most, not just he's here, is that I offered him some birthday sprinkle cupcakes, and he turned me down.
Yeah, he tried to make weight.
Discipline.
Absolutely.
You know my thing, desire, dedication, discipline. A lot of people would have succumbed to that.
Not that anybody who's serious.
Right, but I'm saying, but that let me know
who he really kind of
where his mindset is.
Good, man.
We got to have a few screws loose to be doing what he does.
Yeah.
Bellator absolutely. Fighting,
bro. You would agree with that?
Definitely. It's crazy. I always be telling my friends that. I'm like, man, we go in a cage, we fight, we literally trying to hurt and just do bodily harm to this person. Mm-hmm. And it's like afterwards, we just come out and we all smiles like nothing happened. Just normal. Like, hi, guys.
You know, hey, like, what's up, my you, guy? Like, you good?
When does it ever switch? Like, yo, right. Bro, you just were in a fight. Like, you were trying to hurt this man. Like, you were just trying to get killed. Like,
so is there not a moment where, like you say, it's and this thing, I think sometimes for athletes too, like some athletes, they get on the field and they just switch. You know what I mean? You can go through practice, you can do all the preparatory work, and then you get in that zone, you get in that element, and then you're a whole different animal. Is it an easy transition to come off that high? Because again, that's like you said, you're in a caged animal.
Yeah.
So how soon do you kind of like come down? And I'm sure you've been in enough fights to kind of experience it. And then maybe I'm asking you, trying to figure, okay, well, when is that moment? Okay, you've just been in there. You've been in this fight, unless it's like 8 seconds. You know what I mean? That's gonna ain't gonna take no time. But when do you come down from that high?
I think it just depends on how much energy is in that room. You know what I mean? It's like having a Super Bowl win versus a regular game win. Some fights are just bigger than the other. Like for me, when I fought on the same card with my dad, like that whole night, the whole week, Like, it was just surreal. You know what I mean? It took a while to come down from it. And then other fights, you know what I mean? Right after the fight, it's like, all right, knees starting to ache, this starting to ache, and it's just gone. You got to go deal with the fans, friends, and family. So I think it just depends on the environment, you know what I mean? What's going on around.
And let's talk about, like you're just talking about, like, everything starting to, you know, ache. What is that recovery process like?
Yeah, 2 weeks, 2 months. Like, what is it?
I ain't gonna tell you a lie. I hadn't really done a whole lot, and it's nothing in comparison to what you do. But I just did like 2 workouts yesterday. Yeah, ran routes. Then I went to play basketball. Bro, I feel like I was in a car wreck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because the older you get, the longer the recovery takes.
Yeah, the recovery, it lessens.
I think that just goes into with like having a good coach. You know what I mean? My dad knows my body, so. He pushes me, gives me days off sometimes, you know what I mean? It's just really maintenance, watching my body. But for the most part, it's like fighting is just different, you know what I mean? I take a day off, 2 days off. I say I'm not coming to the gym for a month, and then I'm in there literally.
In 2 or 3 days.
Same Monday after the fight.
Right, like, right.
I don't know. I've been in the gym my whole life training and fighting, so for me it's hard to stay out the gym.
Wow. What age did you go pro?
I went pro at 20, but I mean, I was doing amateur before amateur was around. I think I had my first fight at what, 11? Like 11.
Wow. Yeah. So, but you were versus another 11-year-old though, right?
Nah.
11?
I mean, we was the same size, but.
He's older than you?
A little bit older, yeah.
Wow.
I was like 98 pounds.
So it's really, it's based on really not age, but size.
Yeah.
Weight.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean?
I mean, when I was 22, I fought a dude who was like 30.
Right.
Really?
See, while you was trying to get him to punch me in my mouth and all that, see, we're not even in the same weight class. I don't even want to do him like that, though.
Yeah,
dog.
Let's see if you do.
We're in the wrong weight class.
This ain't CVS Pharmacy, my guy.
I'm about that.
I shop at Rite Aid.
You know what I'm saying?
I shop at Rite Aid now, man. We can go to CVS no more.
So you got the big fight coming up December 31st in Japan, right? So what are you doing to get ready for that? Anything different this time around, or kind of like the same type of training?
This fight for me is a big bucket list. You
okay.
know what I mean? I'm a big car guy, so just being able to go to Japan, see the whole car scene and stuff.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to that.
So Fast and the Furious type car you're talking about? Okay.
Yeah, I got a nice little collection.
Okay. All right.
But just being in Japan, you know, the crowds, my dad fought there 10 years prior to date.
That's crazy.
So
wow.
I'm going out there to redeem the last name and, it's crazy. It's pride rules. So, like, in Japan, if the person's on the floor, you can soccer kick them in the head. You could, like, jump on the face with a knee.
Go ahead. Get on the floor so you can soccer
kick. Yeah, it's going to be a little crazy. It's more barbaric.
Really? Why is that? Like, is that just because it's a different country? Or do they do that here
different
in the States
rules,
as well?
Sanctions?
I don't know. Just since I was a kid, like, back in the day, pride rules, you know, they used to do tournaments in one night. So there'd be 3 fights in one night.
Wow.
You'll fight 3 times in one night.
Wow.
Versus now they stretch a whole tournament out over a year.
Right.
Japan, they just with the action like that. You know,
right.
Like they
you say it like you like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, he said it with a smile.
It's a bucket list for me.
Dog, you know? It's like lit up. Yeah. Like, man, it's that action. You know what I mean?
That's
man,
awesome.
That's
so
crazy.
So again, so getting ready, this is 55, right? So you again, you said you don't want to go down to 45s anymore. Is that out the picture or you still might do that as well?
So Pitbull and I are 1-1. I beat him for the tournament and I lost a decision, the rematch. So I don't know. I could possibly go back down to 45.
Right. Now, why would he never come up to 55 to fight you?
Oh, well, if you saw what I did to him at 45, he don't want me to be
bigger. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. He don't want that smoke.
No smoke for Pit. And this ain't the rapper Pitbull.
No.
Okay. Okay. So again, we were, you know, discussing prior, you know, to the show, this whole weight thing is crazy to me, right? So again, 55, you went at 55. For us, we think that, okay, you fight at 55. You don't fight at 55. You can literally gain weight before the actual fight. So how much weight can you possibly gain in that 24 to 48 hours?
You can gain weight before the fight?
Before the fight, because you weigh in a day before.
Yeah, so you weigh in Thursday, you fight Friday.
Okay.
You weigh in Friday, fight
so
Saturday.
So is there, what's
24 hours about.
You got, yeah,
so
you got
what's the weight fluctuation that...
So there... It depends where you're at. Like, certain athletic commissions, they're trying to implement these new rules to where it only allows fighters to go up a certain amount of weight. I think it's, like, 10% of your body, so you get, like, 15 pounds. So from 145, you can only come back 160.
So in 24 hours, they'll literally gain 15 pounds.
Oh, yeah. I used to gain more than that.
How much could you gain in 24 hours?
The most I've ever gained is 25 pounds.
In 24 hours?
You're a whole different person.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, what do you mean? How?
That's creatine and protein.
I go get it. So, like, right after weigh-ins, I go to Olive Garden, get some chicken Alfredo, all the breadsticks.
My man said Olive Garden. Yeah. All the breadsticks. All the breadsticks. I feel you on the breadsticks.
I need, like, two bags to go.
Hey. Nah, I ain't gonna tell you about no breadsticks.
Hey, them breadsticks are
what? Boy, those things.
Yeah, I ain't mad at you for that. Okay.
And then nice tomahawk dinner, 50-ounce steak for the night. Get the protein back in there. I'm a big meat eater. I like the blood. My dad don't like it.
Wow.
What? Yeah, oh, no, I got to have my food cooked, bro. It's got to be
really?
Done.
Yeah, yes. I like that medium rare. Hit it with the fork.
I'm not even right with you, bro. Bro, I'm not even finna fight nobody like it, bro.
It's an animal. But again, that when you say you like that blood, is that kind of the character that you are when you go in the cage as well? Like,
I think it's just
tasting for blood?
Nah, because I'm trying to get in there, like in and out, you know what I'm saying? Quick and easy, in and out. But, I think it just changes. I'm a big meat eater. I've always liked steak, and I think it changes the taste of the meat.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit of iron in there.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Again, I don't eat beef or pork, so but I get the iron thing, and again, what your body's supposed to need. But 25 pounds is amazing, though.
Yeah.
That's
so a bit much.
You guys do weight training at all? Because I know you guys are getting that much weight. It seems like, okay, he's going to have all these muscles in one day type of deal. But you guys don't do a lot of weight training, right?
Not really. Lightweight, calisthenics, a lot of reps, just lean muscle.
Right. So in your sport, like, you know, obviously you're trying to, what is your goal? To knock the guy out? I mean, where does, like I said, weight training, obviously that has to be, one would think, part of your everyday training. Because now you want to think, okay, technique, skill set, but then power. Where does that come from?
The power comes in just repetition. The perfect punch over
right.
and over
and technique,
over and over.
I mean,
yeah.
Right.
Because, I mean, the power of, like, a power shot doesn't really have to be hard. You know what I mean? You put it on the right spot and somebody going to go down.
Right.
Crazy story. I threw a spinning heel kick once in practice, and I could just feel it. I was like, all right, jump, spin, kick, like push. And I hit a teammate in the heart. And I just felt it in my head. I was like, that was a perfect kick. Like I mean, perfect. And he went down, but I was like, man, it wasn't even that hard. Like, you good? He got up and he was having heart problems. He went to the doctors and I bruised his heart. So it was like on some Bruce Lee shit. It was like literally.
And you knew perfect. As soon as your
as soon as I hit him, I was
went
like,
into the his.
Yeah, I was like, it's perfect kick. Like, perfect.
Wow, yeah. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
But now, again, perfect repetition. Kick is technique for you or body position when you hit somebody?
I would say it's technique. It's technique an accumulation of both because you got to gauge where they're at, where they're going to be, you know. It's a lot of placement, you know. It's like boxing a lot, just with 10 times more angles because you got to worry about the feet. Yeah. You got to worry about elbows.
Right, that's the thing. It's like, you talking about boxing? No, for what? I mean, I saw the clip.
Yeah, there's a lot of AJ McKee on YouTube,
man,
ladies and gentlemen. Trust me, go check it out.
Bro, like, that's like, you have to really prepare for that. I mean, to do what you do, you have to be more prepared than a boxer.
Yes.
Because as he says, like, there's so many angles and so many ways
to get your head
to hit you, then you have to be prepared for that. What do you do preparation-wise? Because like I said, you do it, but then you have to defend it as well.
I would say preparation-wise, man, that just goes to my pops. I call him the wizard. I mean,
yeah,
legit the wizard. Like, bro, he's in the trenches doing his little wizard techniques, figuring out the whole madness. Like the prowler, the sled, I've been doing that since I was five, six years old. Like, since I was a kid. Wow. People didn't even know what a prowler or sled was.
Right. Now, like, it's bigger in gym.
Everywhere now. Like, I watched this man create that. And then the band works, all that. Like, he copied a lot of your stuff. I ain't even cap, but it's modified too.
Right, yeah.
Shout out to the wizard,
always,
man.
Yeah, you got to build and enhance and innovate, be innovative with all that. So, I mean, it's crazy, like I said, to see you at your size. And sometimes, like I said, people can underestimate you. Do you go in knowing that probably like people are underestimating you until obviously you start making a name for yourself? I'm like, okay, I got to take this guy serious. Or, like I said, do people just go in the ring to your point you just said? Like, yo, one it's not really how hard, it's placement. Mm-hmm. One hit in the right place, you can be down.
Yeah. I mean, that's the crazy thing about fighting. You know, it takes a split of a second, you know. Your mind goes somewhere, and then next thing you know, you're waking up on the floor. Like, what happened? Mm-hmm. Be winning the whole fight.
Didn't even see it coming.
Wake up on the floor. Yeah. What happened?
That's crazy, yeah.
And you're going to keep asking over and over, what happened? What happened until it comes back?
Wow. That's like almost like a concussion, too. Like, absolutely. If you're having a concussion, you get hit, and you wake up like,
I don't remember nothing on
what?
Some of them. Yeah.
What play?
What quarter are we in?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You get all those questions, those medical questions, when you get to the sideline.
They ask you your name and you say,
what quarter are we in? How much time? What was the last route that you ran? What was it? Who's your quarterback? You know what I mean? Where are you? What stadium you in?
And most of the time, they even ask simpler questions. They ask your name, your phone number.
Right,
where do you live? And when you just like...
Don't ask me what day it is, because I can't even tell you that.
because that's because of your training?
I'm just in the gym full force, man. Twice a day, every day. I wake up, go to the gym, get done, go home, eat, sleep.
Let the people know what's your gym workout, without giving up the secrets, but give us your gym workout.
Gym workout, you know, wake up.
Like a week.
Run.
What time are you waking up and getting to the gym?
Well, it depends. I'll wake up about 8 sometimes. Mondays and Fridays, wake up about 8. Go to my dad's, get a massage from 9 to 10. Practice starts at 10:30. Get done,
it's
practice.
A massage before. That's different. I don't think, as players, we never did that.
Nah.
It's always after.
It kind of probably, I'm sure it varies with the training. You know what I mean? Yep.
How I'm
and what you're doing. Yep.
Yeah, it's just but
sometimes you need that. Obviously, kind of like to
get loose,
break up, you know, scar tissue, loosen up, everything.
Yeah. The maintenance is cool.
Yep.
I don't like it. He's... Live faithful on the sit in the jacuzzi, get your body rubbed.
Yeah. Oh, you appreciate it.
The older you get, the more recovery you're gonna need.
The road. And those are the tedious things, you know. Obviously, like I said, I'm sure from experience that, like I said, you may not appreciate it now, but down the road, be like, oh, okay, now I'm glad I did XYZ. But it's just that's part of having someone like your dad that has gone through that, paved the way, mm-hmm. and he's basically, like I said, teaching you the ropes. In which, like I said, you may have your kids one day go down the same path. What you're doing, you'll be doing the same
for the
thing.
Kids,
okay,
yeah.
This is what I did. This is what you need to do, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the next big, like, doing this? How long do you want to do what you're doing now? Because it's a brutal sport. Like,
right.
You know.
You don't want to do it till you're 50.
Nah.
Right?
I mean, 30, 35 at max.
Really?
If the money right, 35.
Right. So how old are you now?
27.
Okay, so eight years. Okay.
Are there other people 35 right now fighting, or they're like, that's like dinosaurs in your age?
Pops is 53 still trying to fight. I'm like, man.
I got you another 50-year-old over here you can fight. I got you another.
Man, why you want to get me beat up, dog? Why you want to get me beat up?
So if that's the guy at CVS Pharmacy, you fighting him,
bro? If I have to, then yeah. I mean, I mean, it is. It comes to self defense at some point.
No,
you know what I mean? If I had to, you know what I mean? Like I said, even with the guy that I fought, like you just don't know. You never know what that dude, what kind of skill set he may have. You know what I mean? Right. I still was on guard just in case. You know what I mean?
Gotta be.
You know what I mean? Anytime. You know what I mean?
Now, have you ever thought about boxing, or is it just?
All the time. I mean, I'm in contact with a couple of big names in the boxing industry. It's just, who am I going to fight?
Right. Could you do that longer? Could you go past 35 if you were boxing?
I don't know.
Whole different sport.
With the mixed martial arts, I'm going to take a break at like 30. I'm fascinated with cars, so I want to end up racing.
Okay.
I'm going to try to race some cars.
Really?
That's what's up.
I got a problem with speed. Pops is like, go get a simulator. Go do all this the right way.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop speeding on the street. So I didn't slow down on the street a lot.
How many tickets you got, dog?
Honestly, see, this thing.
You better knock on this wood. You better knock on this wood.
I had one speeding ticket and one failure to stop at a red light ticket. I went from fourth gear to second gear and just took the turn high speed.
Yeah.
He was like, not a good turn. I was like, it was a good turn.
You respect the turns, definitely.
Yeah. Right.
So his question with boxing. So
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you think you would be a better boxer? Because now you have to, obviously, you're going to go through your training. Mm-hmm. So now you can't do any kicking. So you got to control your body, because like which could be natural, a natural thing to get, like, want to kick and do those things. So do you think that would be an easy transition?
I think it would be an easy transition. Honestly, I think it would be a bit more fun. I got less to worry about, you know.
True.
No kicks are coming in. So it's,
right.
It's mainly, once I get tired, taking out leaning habits, the slipping, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't have to worry. Like, it's just going to change my mixed martial arts angles. Like, I'm not going to be able to, like, being able to slip, I got to be careful, because I can slip into a kick if I'm trying to go back to MMA. So, but with boxing, man, striking-wise, I've been looking forward to stepping in there with somebody and testing my skills. I feel like I'm going to come in there and put in some work.
Really? Yeah. So who would be your ideal first fight?
I mean, I don't care.
I mean, there's you don't want to start at the top, though.
Right, but there's a number.
Who you say you want to start at the top?
Earl Spence, Terrence Crawford, I'm coming for him.
Really?
I don't care who it is. Yeah, I want big dogs. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? That's why I've always, like, wanted to fight Floyd. And it's not, like, a fight, but just spar with Floyd. But, like, you know what I mean? How he doing these exhibitions? Like, all right, cool, let's do that. Like, just be able to, because, like, in any other sport, like, you could kind of mix and people could go play in your sport. Like,
right. Can't football, really play. Basketball.
Ain't nobody coming to play in MMA.
You got that right.
Yeah. To be able to go in a boxing ring, share that moment with the best of his sport, me feeling I'm the best of my sport, I think it'd just be fun.
Now, with this whole, like, the Paul brothers and all these different types of fights, do you look
is that forward, an avenue?
Right,
that,
something that, like that, those type of fights?
I fight anybody, anywhere, any place.
He's like, I don't care who it is.
I don't care.
Because those type of fights are opening up the whole sport.
Yeah, even boxing, I move up weight classes. Yeah, I move up to 55, 70. Like, I get up there.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, what's up? Y'all hear it right here, man. I mean, Jake Paul. I mean, hey.
You want to get on? Put him on the card.
Hey.
Put him on the card.
Right. You heard the man. He said, I'll fight anybody, anywhere.
Anytime.
You know what I mean?
Anytime.
Anytime. So. Hey, let's make it happen.
So tell us about the merch you guys got out right now. This is the bobblehead right here, right?
Yeah,
you got
little,
some shirts. What's the
personal bobblehead? We wanted to do it on our own.
Okay.
So
AJ.
So now you're not trying to team up with nobody. So this is now where can people find all this stuff at?
Honestly, we ain't even put it out yet.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
It's just kind of like I said.
So you're just starting to build your brand, and then starting the merch and all that stuff.
That's
okay.
What's
the goal with that? Just, you know, you want to sell T-shirts? Or you want to have, like, a whole line? Like,
eventually,
the Rock,
I like to have, like, a sweatsuit line. I like sweats. I'm always in sweats.
Yeah, yeah.
So have a nice little sweatsuit line. Yeah. I like the fashion, so I want to bring my tux tails back, have a tuxedo tail line.
Okay. That's different.
It's different. Different. That's just me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, shoot, like, so when you go to Japan, do you take these with you? Do you sell them at the arena? Like, how will that? Are you just like, you go to?
They ain't even been out yet.
You got the only one, buddy.
Fresh out. There's only been one of these. The other one went to Ariel Helwani. So.
Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it.
Hey, that's all faithful right there.
Boy.
You know, Iron Man over here.
Boy, I put this thing on, dog. This thing, boy.
That's what you got.
Boy, I felt, woo, dog. Let me hit you right.
Don't even think about it.
Ooh, boy, I felt
sick. I got backup. I got backup. You know what I'm saying?
No, I put this thing on, boy. That, boy, I just like, woo.
like Iron Man.
Yeah, dog.
Dog,
this thing right here.
So the padding, you guys have to wear this type of padding. And yeah. So and it's just
they wrap your hands.
Wrap your hands first, then you put
then you put
on.
Your hands in there. Yeah.
It don't hurt that much then when you get here. Let's find
why? Why, man? This is crazy, man. This man.
Okay. The taping of the hands, is this all okay? You still breaking your fingers? And
oh, yeah. So, man, I didn't. You know what I mean?
So, pretty much every fight, you this go break finger a finger.
Like, not every fight, but I hit my thumb here. My thumb popped out, so this mm-hmm. would pop in and out.
But you keep fighting?
Oh, yeah. I fought with a broke hand. I broke my hand a week before the fight. My dad's like, I don't think you should fight. I'm like, what?
He's like, he's still fighting.
I need to fight, Dad. He's like, all right, if you say so.
Really? So you knew your hand was broken. So did it change, you know, how
not
much you
boy.
Struck with it, yeah, or technique wise, you know what I mean? You used it when you probably had to.
When I had to,
right?
And then I realized.
Now, which hand did you break? Break?
My left.
Yeah. See it right there.
Yeah, it's, oh, it's fatter. Yeah, it's fatter.
Yeah,
than
I broke
one.
It here. This knuckle dropped down.
Yep, I got one too. Look.
Yep.
Golly. Yep. So I mean, if you're doing all this stuff again, it's like as a. An athlete, right? Does the pain ever like, yo, I need to shut it down? And you're to the point like all that stuff you kind of ignore because you love the sport so much? Yeah. Or is it because
pain
you want
pain tolerance, you know, obviously that factors into it.
Yeah. I got a high pain tolerance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like really high.
Right.
Like kind of. It's from
crazy
him too.
High, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy high.
Right. But again, it's the pain tolerance is one thing, but the I want to be great one day is another thing. Is that why you work through the pain tolerance, you think? Or like, what's the reason behind? Like, what's your why on working through this pain?
There's a couple different reasons. One, just being like the only second generation fighter that's really making noise. Like, okay. Ain't nobody making noise like me. Stats, records, like, that's like, you know, LeBron, Kobe's, like, it's all about the stats. So out of 19 fights, 13 finishes, 10 in the first round. Like
nobody else has done it.
Ain't nobody doing stats like that. So
really,
for me, it's about the stats. Obviously, getting my last name, mm-hmm. the key, the recognition it deserves in the fight game. Mm-hmm. Just be the best in the world, man. I've always known I was the best in the world since I first signed to Bellator. It's like, all right, come in, make a statement.
Right.
And every fight after that, another statement. But there's been hiccups along the road, you know. That's right. Anything. It's trials and tribulations of life.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to keep pushing.
Now, as a Bellator fighter, will you also cross over into UFC, or do they not do that?
They don't do cross promotions, no.
Okay. Is that why? It seems like they should. That would make more money, right?
Maybe. That's That's a deep one.
Really? Because yeah, that's what I want to find. Like, why would they not do that? I want to, you know.
They've just done well at branding their brand. They've molded UFC as the pinnacle of mixed martial arts. You know what I mean? So before people knew what mixed martial arts was, you know, I would try to explain to people, oh, I do MMA. What is that?
Right.
UFC.
Oh, yeah. That's what I
like. Oh, they get it. You know what I mean? So it's like NFL versus football.
CFL,
you know what I mean? CFL is it's just different.
Yeah.
And, the sport's just growing, man, so people are coming around to it. But with Bellator, they're willing to do cross-promotions, so, like,
so
luckily.
UFC, we're waiting on them. So after you win on December 31st, we need to put that fight together. That's what people would want to see, right? The people,
would
the
you
best
want
from Bellator.
Yeah, I fight anybody. Yeah, I want that.
See, he gonna fight anybody.
Yeah, I want that.
That's
what
I say,
you got a title,
would
I'm coming
he fight
for.
Anybody? I say, would he want that?
You want that smoke?
Would you want that?
Honestly, though? I want Volkanovski first.
No, okay.
That's the 45-pound champ of USC.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And you would say, so you would go down for that fight. You would go down to 45.
For that fight. Wow. I'd do like one, That'd be that one. Maybe one more.
So, Wizard, let's put that thing together, dog. Let's put that together. Yeah. UFC, Bellator. I don't know how y'all go do it, but let's make that happen in 6 months after a fight, right?
Yeah.
Shoot, May 2023. We need to see Bellator, UFC, number one's at 45.
I'm fighting a 55-pound champ. Pitbull is fighting a 45-pound champ. So
now you're kind of rooting for Pitbull a little bit? You want to see him win?
Nah,
even? You hate Pitbull.
I mean, I don't hate him. Like, ain't no hard feelings. But, like when we come around, we be in the back rooms and stuff. Like, no cameras around. He trying to be cordial, like, you know. But I still ain't got no respect for him. Like, you don't fight, bro. Your whole legacy, everything is garbage to me. You are nothing. Like,
okay.
That's got to be settled.
That's the trilogy.
Yeah. Okay. I don't feel like I lost. So.
Right. And that was the judges and it's the card numbers, whatever you want to call it. So how's the scoring go in Bellator?
From my knowledge, it's cage control, damage, and takedown. Submission.
Those are your three categories that a judge is sitting there right now. Okay.
So, that's what they go based on.
I understand damage, right? But what's cage control?
So who's the aggressor? If I'm backpedaling the whole time, and I'm not throwing punches, he's controlling the cage.
Okay.
So did you when you say you don't feel like you lost, you go back, you review the tape, you watch the whole thing, then you kind of break it down versus how they scored it and how you scored it?
I mean, shit, I landed like 50 something more punches than him.
Wow.
He left the cage bleeding. I walked out.
Really?
Wow, that's crazy.
You're fighting, you look like that, you should be like, judge, you don't understand that I'm really not even tripping right now, and they don't care. Is there politics in Bellator like there is in?
Politics in life.
Right, but I know about boxing, is that even worse in this sport?
I don't know. It's kind of like a hit or a miss, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
No pun intended.
Yeah. I think if they had the scores at the end of each round, it'd really change the way fights would have an outcome. You know what I mean?
Because if you tell me,
you would have told me in the fourth, all right, you're down.
When I thought I was up three, a little bit more aggressive.
Exactly. Oh no, I'm coming to finish. Like my dad would have told me fourth, fifth round, like go finish him. I'd have went in there like.
Finish him.
You're gonna be more of the aggressor. Yeah, in that situation. Man, that's crazy, man. I feel you got robbed, bro.
I should have knocked his ass out like I did the first time, honestly.
That too. That's
why I want that third one back.
Right. Yeah.
I need to get that one more.
Exactly.
So it sounds like you're in control of the fight. Because I'm sitting there watching as a fan. I'm like, there's also the other guy that's going to say, I'm not going to let you knock me out. Right. So how do you say that like so confident? Like, how do you know that you can just go knock him out when you want to knock him out?
I would say just the training. Really? You know, when you put in that work and you know, like, first round of the tournament, I told my dad after he won his fight, I said, I'm going to get Bellator fastest knockout. Mm. Knocked the dude out in 8 seconds. Told him I'm finishing everybody through the whole tournament. I finished everybody through the whole tournament. So it's just when you put in that work and you have that self-belief.
You trust the work that you put in.
You can't be stopped.
Yeah.
People scared of you? Do you win the fight even before the fight starts, you think, at some fights?
Some fights.
Mike Tyson, when he got up there and they did the, back and forth and Mike looking in his eye like this, it was over.
Yeah.
It was over.
Some fights. Like Pitbull, that fight was over before it started. That's why when we fought, I just waited.
Right.
Wait, you got to move. When you move, I'm on you.
Right.
The second he moved, head kick. Wow.
Who's your kryptonite in this space? Like, I know you're going to definitely say you're not scared. Only Pops, the Wizard?
How?
So you still can't beat Pops at this age?
Nah, man. He's something different.
Really? Like an eagle.
Bruh.
Wow.
Nah.
Really? So out of all the fighters you fought so far?
Crazy. Yeah, Pops different, bro.
Really?
He's one of a kind, for real.
That's awesome.
That's awesome, man. And he ain't teach you everything. He's still saving a little bit, Jesse.
He's taught me everything, right. His style. He wanted me to be able to beat him. And what is going to frustrate me the most is his style.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like he taught me how to beat him, but at the same time, the only way to really deal with what I have is by doing
beating it, right.
But you're
right.
Still going to have something to deal with.
Right.
Who else? So he's basically preparing you for the worst. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I get what you're saying. Yeah, for sure. And that's the sign of a good teacher. You know what I mean? And I think where you've progressed and where you want to be, I think that's you're in a good position. And like I said, for me, listening to you, soft-spoken, I admire that. Like it's almost like the quiet before the storm. Like you can just tell some guys are just, they'll overdo it. You're like, I hear what you're saying, but you're not really all that. You know what I mean? But that's what I like in your demeanor. And then even like I said, your stats, everything, it speaks for itself. But again, when you're taking advantage of that resource that you have. Mm-hmm. That would be so ignorant, of anybody to not really take advantage of that. And that's what I think that's what you're doing.
Yes. But again, like you don't have kids yet, right?
No.
So again, like where
are you passing that torch along, right? Are you giving it to the younger fighters? I saw you at the gym, right? They all looking at you like, you know, whatever you say as well as whatever the Wizards say, we go listen to that. Like, do you take that upon yourself to also teach some of the young fellas to get ready?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll be on their head.
Really?
They be sitting out. What you doing? Why are you sitting out? Mm-hmm. Dress up. You're not even sweating. I'll be on their head. My dad be like, man, you going too hard. I'm like, nah, they soft, bro.
Yeah.
Boys, you going to
be a niche, you got to be a certain way, right?
I mean, just the way I grew up in the gym versus the way our gym is now, like, it's night and day different. Like,
No different than football. It's the same, mentality. You know, we play, the way they ref, officiate the games now. Everything's a lot, you know, more lenient, softer, everything. Even parenting. Oh. You know what I mean? Even how we parent our kids now versus how we were parented. Yeah. Totally different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, but you have those ones that sticked to how they were raised, how they were taught.
They go do it again.
Yep. Those are the ones.
Do it again. You know
what I mean? And I think that's what's going to make the difference in just, like, the next generations. Because I got a 16-year-old brother, and you know what I mean? Like, I'm all he really got. So, like, he sees the way I am with my 5-year-old brother. In the way I push him, but at the same time, I'm loving with him. I'm like, bro, you 16 now. I can't be that way with you. It's, it's time to get this work.
Shout out to the Wizard. How did he get the name Wizard?
I don't know how I came up with that somehow.
Because he looked like Yoda?
What kind of socks he got on over there?
What kind of socks has the Wizard got on, man? What you doing over there, man?
He got Christmas socks on over there. Yeah. But, man.
Being a sport, or just to be in any career, and be able to have your dad around, like, that's cool.
Yeah. That's right, cool exactly. You know what I mean? And just to have, that bond and that relationship, you know. And then I know it goes probably without saying, are there times, like, do you feel like...
wasn't.
Right. It just gets too tough, or... You know, again, that's just part of being around each other every day. Like, you know, like you butt heads every now and then.
I mean, yeah, that's inevitable. But
just with the competition.
Yeah, I just got to pull my head out my ass. Nine times out of ten, I'm acting stupid. So right. Just being able to acknowledge that.
Right, yeah.
It's Pops, man. You know what I mean? He wants what's best for you.
Wants the best. Yeah, but you got it. But the thing is, you said it. You understand that. You know what I mean? Some people can be stubborn. You know what I mean? Yes. Which will make his job a lot harder. You know what I mean?
Sometimes.
Right.
So what do you see in, like, some younger fighters, like, that would, okay, they're going to be really good, but they really don't work hard. Like, some, what do you see in some of their characteristics and personalities? Like, look, he needs to be doing this if he wants to be good. Do you see this stuff in other fighters now, or you just, like, don't pay attention to it?
In the gym, I would say for the most part, I'm just kind of in my zone. But I try to help out a lot of the guys, show them little things here and there, but for the most part, I would say it's being there. If you're there, you know what I mean, and you're showing you're willing to learn, then
show up.
That's legit half of it for real. So a lot of these guys, they don't like to show up every day. You know what I mean? It'd be sometimes like when I was younger, I go party the whole weekend, and then I'll make sure I'm at that gym Monday morning.
Gotta do both.
Regardless, you know what I mean? Right. Whether I slept or not, like, I'm going to the gym. A lot of these guys, they ain't like that. You know what I mean? It's called prioritizing. Yeah.
You got to prioritize. Yeah. And
so when they put in that work, though, I mean, my dad take them under the wing. I take them under the wing, show them. We got some guys that are in there, and they're actually trying to learn. They putting in extra hours. You know what I mean? I go to the gym. They already here. I'm like, damn, all right. Okay, I see you, little dude. Like, he wanting it. He wants it, right. So I think the more hungry you are, you know what I mean, some days ain't going to be easy. But you got to get up. You got to get
still
after
gotta
it,
Still
got to
go do it. Who's the next guy? Who's after you think, like, the next AJ in, like, 5 years, let's say?
Well, I got a 16-year-old little brother.
Yeah, you think he's going to be or better than you?
He could be me. Okay. Yeah. Honestly, he could be better than me. Because he's limber. The boy be putting both his feet behind his head, all kind of crazy stuff. So.
Now, why does that play into?
Jiu-jitsu.
Really?
Yeah, you get somebody to the ground and to be able to bend your body certain ways. Ooh, like,
you get out of stuff, too.
Yeah. Like, you could be in the guard and pull your foot all the way up to their head and then in front of their head and use your foot to choke them. Like, I'm barely flexible enough to do it. My brother be doing it like it's nothing, though.
So he can have his foot touch his head.
Oh, he'll take this foot, put that mug behind his
head.
What? Yeah.
I can barely put my hand behind my head.
It's crazy. I used to be able to do it, but.
Right? Flexibility is a big deal. Yeah. I had no idea. That's crazy. I mean, because you think,
the younger fighters, I guess, more limber. So, but you have to have, of course, strength and toughness to go along with all that.
Yeah, it all comes into factor.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm good on that. So, if you, again, leaving Bellator and going to fight, would you kind of do the back and forth thing? Or, like, once you leave Bellator, you're done. You're going to be a boxer for 5 years or whatever.
Back and forth.
Really?
You know, my thing is fight activity. I want to fight at least 3 times a year. Okay. If I'm knocking somebody out in 2 minutes, I'm trying to get back in there.
Right.
Right, because you don't feel like you've
workout.
Right, yeah. You know? You've done a lot of training.
Six, yeah.
Two
not
minutes.
Really, yeah, not really getting the, really, you get the reward, but it's not really that satisfaction.
That itch.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Itch.
It's only scratching the surface of what you can do. So, yeah, so, man, three in a year?
Is that a lot, or is that normal for?
Well, Pop says your body is only allowed to peak 3 times a year.
3 times, okay.
You know what I mean? Handle all of that. Mm-hmm. Full training camps and everything. So 3 times a year, a couple boxing matches in between. Be okay. Good for me.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Well, shoot. Hey, you said it, not me. Then.
Yeah. You better than me.
Hey, I ain't no punk, but I'm not getting in the ring with y'all. I'll let you know that now. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Like, we've been out places, right? We see things going on. Not that people would test me. But if they test me and I see that ear, like your ear, I'm out.
Hey, go the other way.
I'm going the other way.
They got a messed up ear,
if
man.
They got a mess, letting y'all know, America, because some of them 18 and 21-year-old college boys that's be out there and go to them bars.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You see that little ear thing? Man,
like
go the
up.
Other
yeah,
way.
Yeah, little cauliflower.
Yes, go the other way.
Yeah.
Those dudes are not to be messed with.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even
yeah.
When y'all was watching y'all practice, just the training that y'all do, it's so much slower when you're gonna go against like a regular Joe, right?
Yeah.
It's like you see a punch coming from a mile away and or a kick or whatever. Like, how easy is it for you to beat like a regular Joe in the street?
You probably do it with no hands.
What do you mean no hands?
You ain't gotta punch him.
Yeah, you gotta
kick
no
him.
Hands, bro.
Hey, what you gonna do to him?
Use your feet, kick.
Yeah, you can kick. You can do all kind of stuff.
You gotta throw no hands.
Put him in a nice little arm bar or something.
Really?
Key lock.
You
oh,
ain't
yeah.
Even gonna boom boom. It's just like and he
yeah.
Out.
Once I get a hold of you, it's a wrap. You go into the ground and done dot it.
Get off me, man. What other, okay, so you know jiu-jitsu?
Mm-hmm.
What other martial arts do you know?
I started wrestling at like three, four. So I started wrestling then, started doing jiu-jitsu at like 8 or 9, and just fell in love with stand-up, man. It's what the fans want to see. It's, you know, they like
and
the knockout.
This is what stand-up's called.
Yeah, kickboxing.
Because if you say stand-up to me, I think comedy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's funny, too. Oh, that's cool. You know?
No, that's that guy over there. That's
right.
Pop.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then you go stand-up. Then, so why not other, like that, why not karate? Why not these other martial arts?
Well, it's a mix of all of it, honestly. So, like, we don't really study one base. Like, okay. we take a little bit of everything. So, like, we got a kick from karate. It's called the Yokogedi.
Okay.
It's like a sidekick. We kind of take little bits and pieces from everything and add it to the arsenal. Mm-hmm. And what works, works. You know, you got to find out what works for you and what doesn't.
Right. Okay. What's the, like, the height, weight, size perfection, like, in your sport? Like, is a 6'6", 200-pound dude, like, the perfect height, weight guy? Or is it, like, a smaller athlete to be, like, good in your sport?
It just depends on the weight class, you know what I mean? Obviously, height, reach, length is key. So, T.O., how much you walk around?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like 217, 218, 220.
205. He can get down to 205?
So, 185.
He'd fight 185?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but
he'd look like a crackhead if you fought 185. You'd be so skinny.
Well, I probably feel like one, too.
That's damn right.
I feel like one, too.
Right?
Yeah, but he'd be a big 85-er. So, like, for me at 145 pounds, I'm big 45er. 155, I'm like, all right, we about the same size. Everybody about 5'10",
right.
Wide. So.
What type of style, like, is your kryptonite? Anybody, like, lengthier guys or bulkier guys? Like, are you really?
Range is always a problem.
Really?
Anybody that has range
right,
and knows
yeah.
Their range,
right, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Something to deal with, you know what I mean? Because they can keep you at the end of the punch.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's trying to get past that and give one while you got
to
take one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. What about ground? Like if you're on the ground doing it?
Oh, I'm comfortable.
Any, so it doesn't
everybody,
matter.
Everybody, you're the same size when
yeah,
on that
yeah,
ground.
You're on the ground with the same
everybody,
size.
You're on the same.
Yeah, you got
same,
elbows.
Man, you're the same size.
I love elbows, so I could be on my back just throwing elbows.
Bro, that
really?
Brutal,
back
bro.
Of the head.
Bro, that's brutal, bro.
Try not to.
Really? Yeah. Are you not supposed to?
You're not supposed to, yeah. If you throw a punch, you got to hit the ear.
Really? I didn't know
and
that.
And it's from, like, the crown of the head, so from here down.
Back. That's off limits.
Is that new to the sport?
No, I think that's always been. Yeah, standard.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, that's safer, obviously. Yeah. Ooh, that's if the ref catches you,
you does
point,
stop
or
it.
You just,
yeah,
okay.
They'll stop it. For the most part, they don't even really stop it. They'd be like, hey, watch the back of the
warning,
head.
You got to give you a warning.
Because you're in the heat of the moment. You know, you stop a fight and anything can happen. You know what I mean? From stopping that fight, next thing you know, you lose a fight because that little change of position or something. Right. So they just let them fight for the most part, try to coach them to it. But if he tell you to stop and you keep doing it, they'll point you. Right.
What do you do the night before a fight? Do you watch Rocky? What do you do? Because that's what I'm thinking.
Eat, sleep.
Nothing. There's no type of inspirational. Nah. Get your mind. Your training has got you there.
Dialed in. Ready.
Yeah. Like they say, man, the hay's in the barn, you know.
Yeah, you ready.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes back to, again, that's why I want to know your why. It just sounds like everything that you're doing in your life is preparing you for game day, if you will.
Pretty much, yeah. You know?
Because people think it's about game day, and I'm like, not really. It's like it's about
preparation.
Your preparation and how you're living your life. And game day is a reward, really.
Pretty much. It's your time to go shine.
It's your time to go shine. Mm-hmm.
Right. And your dad obviously helps with that preparation. Does he help you prepare for your opponents just as well as you prepare for you? Because it's one thing, like I said, you can see one thing. Mm-hmm. And him been there, done that, he can see something else too.
I would say as the coach, he's the one that kind of analyzes everything my opponents do, what I need to do, the combos, what to work. For me, I just listen to what he says.
And tries to execute that.
And put it in the arsenal and try to dial it in.
Okay.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Once I can do it in practice, I know.
Right. That was my next question. Like, okay, do you guys go based on what he's, you know, broken down with the opponent? Do you guys like?
Oh, yes. He puts that through the whole workouts. Okay. He finds a way to implement it to where you don't even realize what you're doing, but you're training for that.
For that particular
fight. Like, how you throwing a jab hook and setting it up, jab hook, jab hook. Well, why are we just throwing jab hooks? Well, your guy throws a good right hand, so you're going to stay away from the right hand
by
throwing a jab hook. Or say vice versa. Your guy got a good hook, all right, so you're going to throw a lot of lefts.
It's Mr. Miyagi's wax on, wax off.
Pretty much, right. Yeah.
See, I know my fighting. Yeah. It take your heart and take it out.
But
if you had one,
if I would fight you, I got a big target right there. That
absolutely,
I'm
absolutely
straight for that forehead right there.
Wizard, don't be laughing at that, dog.
I'm going straight for that forehead.
So give us your top five fighters of all time. Top five fighters of all time. And again, you can go back as far as you want. It's your list. No,
yeah.
1 through 5, just 5 of them.
So many, man.
So
but
many.
I'm saying, man, there's so many great athletes.
My
you
top
gotta
five.
Have a top 5.
I would say number 1, Anderson Silva, off top.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, off top. Bro was ahead of his time. He was out there bored.
Really?
He was out there playing with people. Just
putting
footwork on point. You know, come hit me here, moving his head back.
Right.
They didn't know what he was doing. It was his footwork.
Really?
Still really ain't figuring out footwork. Yeah.
Okay.
So I go Anderson Silva. I gotta go with Rampage.
Okay.
I didn't watch them powerbomb people in the head from Pride Days and so forth. Knockout artist.
Yeah.
Who else? Pops, of course.
Okay. Yeah, put the Wizard on there.
Wizard. Okay.
Put him on there.
He was the Khabib of his generation, except people just didn't appreciate wrestling like
at
that.
At the time, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. So Khabib. I'm gonna throw him on there.
Khabib, okay.
Record, and I gotta throw Jones on there too.
Okay, yeah. There it is. Now, who would win between Wizard and Rampage?
Oh, I watched my dad kick Rampage ass.
Really?
Sorry, Unc, but you know it's the truth, bro. Honestly, anybody you could think of from Tito Ortiz, Chuck Liddell. Well, Chuck came to us a little late, but Tito Ortiz, Tyron Woodley, like anybody you could think of, I've seen
the Wizard put him down.
Randy Couture, like everybody, Mayhem Miller, like. See, I was a kid, and I grew up around all, like, the first-generation fighters. So that's kind of the era I knew, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, the originators.
Now I'm just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You in my weight class? All right. Top 5? Oh, I see you. You on the radar.
Right.
But other than that, I ain't worried about it.
That's awesome, man. Well, shoot, we appreciate you coming out,
man.
Like I said, good luck to you December 31st.
Yes,
Showtime, which you can also catch on Fubo TV in Japan. AJ McKee out there knocking people out at Bellator.
Yeah, coming straight at ya.
Let everybody know where they can find you on
social media. My social media is AJ McKee 101.
check out the extra clips of him punching T.O. in the face. Yee!